Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel Budd. And our phenomenal guest speaker we have on today is going to be LaMeika Reed. I am so excited to bring our guest speaker on. She has a wealth of knowledge that she will be sharing with us. So, LaMeika, welcome to the show. I am so excited to have you on. I am going to ask for our listening audience to please mute your phone. There will be a Q&A at the end where you all will be able to ask any questions at that time. So, LaMeika, welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show. Are you here? All right. So, again, you all are welcome to follow us on the Selfless Love Talk Show. This is a live recorded radio show. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Coach Chanel Budd. That is the link that you can share across your social media platforms, share with friends, you know, whether it be email or text messaging or any of that. Please follow us and support the Selfless Love Talk Show. We are here to create a movement and to share a lot of phenomenal coaches, ministries, you know, entrepreneurs, small businesses, authors, international best-selling authors, and even with myself, you know, I have a Selfless Love fragrance line out. You can go to selflesslovefragrance.com. You know, there's content available. You can go to Amazon and check out Chanel Budd, any of her her books. But I am here today to present to you all LaMeika Reed. LaMeika, she lives in Indianapolis, Indiana. She is married with four children. LaMeika and her husband love listening to R&B music and playing chess in their spare time. LaMeika and her husband are partners in time, owners of Red Ox for Life, LLC, and self-made entrepreneurs. So I am, again, excited to have her with us today. And LaMeika, are you there? You may want to unmute your phone if you are on hold. We are excited to have you with us today. Very phenomenal. You know, like I said, she also is into health and wellness, which is amazing. So as soon as she connects, then we can get started. But I will go ahead and okay, so LaMeika is here. So let's go ahead and introduce our special guest speaker of the day, LaMeika Reed. Welcome, LaMeika. Let's see. For some reason, I'm trying to get her on. So just a moment, everyone. You know this is going to be a phenomenal show, right? Usually when there's technical difficulties, it's amazing. So just all the shows are, but this is one that I know is going to be even more amazing. All right, LaMeika. So LaMeika is joining us. She is on, so I'm just going to see why we can't hear her. So just one second. And LaMeika, if you can go ahead and introduce yourself and give our listening audience a little bit of your background history. I did share just a tad, but go ahead and you're welcome to go ahead and chime in. I don't understand why this isn't allowing for us to hear her. All right. So we are having a little bit of technical difficulties, which is it's okay. We're going to have Lamika come back in and try to join us. We're having some issues with sound quality. She can hear us, but we cannot hear her. All righty. So she's going to be coming back in just a moment. So, again, lots of great things going on. The Selfless Love Talk Show is actually building. We have a lot more phenomenal guest speakers that will be joining us. I'm excited to hear from Lamika because she definitely has a whole lot of gems. And I was, you know, I was very honored to have her when I seen her background. She actually has her own podcast show as well. And I'm not going to get into a lot of that because I want you all to hear from her because she should be joining us shortly. So thank you for your time. It all, you know, things like this happen. But again, we will be up and running shortly. And I'm just excited. And thank you all for your patience. Good morning, Lamika. Can you hear us? Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Lamika.
Hi,
yes.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show. I am well. I'm well. I'm so glad we were able to get you back on. I'm unsure why we didn't have that sound quality. But mm-hmm. I have introduced who you are. And so, you know, I just want to, again, thank you for being on the Selfless Love Talk Show. We are honored to have you, and for you to go ahead and just give us a little bit of your background story, who you are, and your why for the most part. Let's start with your why.
Well, I am an independent health and wellness coach, and I am endorsed by Redox. I focus on educating the public about health and wellness and business opportunities, so that's my why. I love to educate the public and have them gain knowledge on health and wellness. My husband and I are owners of Redox for Life LLC. We produce, we edit, we direct, and create content for the Redox for Life Worldview podcast, and we focus on mindset, and we train service providers to solve business problems faster. So that is my why.
Okay, and so Redox, can you tell me a little bit more about the Redox for Life? Where did you come up with that name? What is it centered around?
Yeah, sure. So Redox actually is redox signaling molecules, and I am an independent associate of ASEA. And redox signaling molecules is a supplement. It's a drinkable supplement that we consume from the inside out and the outside in, and it helps the body to heal itself. And so Redox is spelled R-E-D-O-X, which stands for reductants and oxidants. And my husband's last name is Reed. So we came up with this brilliant idea to incorporate our last name into the product. So it's pronounced the same, but it's spelled differently. So Redox for Life is spelled R-E-I-D-O-X for life. So
thank
that's
you. That's
how we
awesome.
Came up. Yeah. Yeah. We came up with that name, you know, solely, you know, in the destiny of where God has us going in. So very blessed.
Yes, I really love it. And see, something drew, I was drawn to the name, and so I was like, okay, I need to know a little bit more about it, and here it is. It's actually a supplement that actually helps you from the inside out as well. So that's important, mm-hmm. you know, right? So that's something that we, you know, I definitely want to know more about. And so you, in the, your podcast show is on the social, your social media platform. So that's
yes.
another thing for the listening audience. Yes, that if they want to, you know, connect with you, that you do have a social media platform for it.
Well,
tell me more
I
about
do,
the
we,
help. And, go
ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, so let's talk a little bit more about the health and wellness aspects in the mindset.
Okay. Well, let me first start off with saying that, you know, I did a little research on mental illnesses because we know that mental illness is something that, you know, a lot of us come in contact with. I'll just say that. And so...
Mm-hmm.
Health conditions in the United States, mental health conditions in the United States, according to the CDC, more than 50% will be diagnosed with a mental health or disorder at some point in their lifetime. Chanel, 1 in 5 Americans will experience mental illness in a given year. And 1 in 5 children, either currently or at some point during their life, have had a serious debilitating mental illness. So in saying that, 1 in 25 Americans live with a serious mental illness. And so I feel the responsibility to talk about my experience with mental health because it is so prevalent in today's time. And
absolutely.
So, yeah, and, you know, It's been a monster in my life. I call it my monster, but not anymore. It has been a thing before, and it may be a thing again, you know, one day. But today, it's no more. So mental illness can be scary to feel like you can't tell people, not because of what people will think of me or you, who carry this this challenge, but that if someone I don't know messages me or calls me on the phone, I won't be able to help them, or I will let them down, or I just won't answer them at all. So I'm not a medical professional or counselor. I'm just an expert, you know, of my own experience.
Agreed. I can relate to that as well. So this, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I can agree with you on that as well. It's funny that you even mentioned that. And I always say that each show is very interesting and it's always intentional. So God is always intentional, right? And everything happens in his divine timing. And so touching on mental illness, like I have a brother who suffered trauma 21 years ago, and he's actually coming up on 22 years on the 13th of this month. And so he came here. He actually traveled here from out of state to come to seek help because he wasn't getting the help he needed in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And because he trusts me, you know, he came to me. And so he is getting help right now. So as we speak, you know, I know how sensitive it is and how important it is. And sometimes that you can feel like, you know, helpless, right, when it comes to helping someone who is battling mental illness.
Yes.
I'm glad that you mentioned that because it is very important. And nobody really knows, you know, what another person is going through if you don't speak up, right?
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, Chanel, there is flexibility in how much or how you approach mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can start from the beginning to the end or do what feels right for you and dive deep into what may seem to be the right fit for you. So I do have a question for your listeners. So what can you do? You know, everybody can do something, but they won't. And we're going to, you know, I know this is, we're talking about mental health, but you know, this is going to stem or kind of go into the business sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody can do something, but they won't. And, you know, the question is, like, why? You know, people want to do the same old thing, expecting different results. I'm sure you've heard that
yeah.
from your mother, your grandmother, doing the same thing and expecting different results. It's like, you know, it's crazy. So we are conditioned to believe that if you were a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher, you made it, right? So we're talking about business at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And you're conditioned to believe that, you know, I'm into sales, like I mentioned earlier. My husband and I, we were self-made entrepreneurs. And I did hear you say that in the beginning, so thank you for that.
And so
we are conditioned to believe that salespeople are scammers, you know, the pyramid schemes, and taught that sales is an occupation that isn't respected. So not only do you have the mental health to carry, you have that stigma that if you're in sales, that, you know, you're either a scammer or this is a pyramid or it's a pyramid. So, so because we weren't taught in schools, at home, by our parents, our environment, that's, you know, we weren't taught. So, but if you think about it, sales is the lifeblood of any business. You know, like your business, you're an entrepreneur, you're doing a wonderful job at podcasting, you know. And so let's just take a look at, like, some of the biggest salespeople in the world. Because I don't know of any doctors or lawyers that leave, like, seven generations of legacy. I've never seen it. But if you think mm-hmm. about salespeople like an Eric Worre or Tony Robbins or Sean and Lacey Deal, Robert Kiyosaki, or, you know, or whoever, you know, you may know, they leave or have left legacy. And so the mindset plays a crucial role in how we look at life in general. So for me, it's always been my dream to achieve financial freedom. And it started in 1999 when I decided to build my business from scratch, a business from scratch. You know, but I soon found out that I lacked online marketing knowledge. So at that point of having no understanding of marketing, I started to invest in myself. And you have to invest not only in yourself, in your business, but in your mental, you know, aspect of life. I mean, you just have to. It goes hand in hand.
Right.
And, you know, and I continue to constantly improve my knowledge on business, on mental health, on things that I can do to help with mental health, like my coping. Like you mentioned earlier, I love listening to music. That is a coping mechanism for me. I love playing chess. I love reading. So to find those coping skills helps me to first be in my present moment, because oftentimes when you focus on the past, you're focusing on let's just say depression and anxiety because bad relationships, you know, whatever that looks like for you, you focus on that, and so you're not in your present moment. So then you look into the future. And you start to worry about, but what if I would have done this? What can I do to make this, you know, this way for the future? There's no way of knowing. So to stay within your present moment, find something that you like to do, coping mechanisms, deep breathing, meditation, reading, whatever it is for you, and stay in that moment it changes the game. So today, I'm definitely learning how to be a good salesman. Not only sales, but how to build a system that works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a teeny little bit of static, like going in and out. I can hear you, and then it goes out a little bit. So I don't know if it's a reception, that it's the reception there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can. It's just a teeny little bit staticky.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure. We're having some difficulties, aren't we, here? See, life isn't perfect, and it's okay. It's okay. So I would like to share with your listeners my predictions in 2023 when it comes to business. And the first prediction is to be able to understand high-ticket offers and conversion events.
You're definitely going in and out. Let me see if,
okay.
I'm sorry, really quickly. I'm going to see if we have another guest on the line. I just want confirmation that he or she is hearing what I'm hearing, okay? One second. I'm muted, one of the guests. Are you hearing static and everything in the background as well? Okay. So they're not saying anything. So it's okay. Just keep going. I'll just try to figure it out. I want more clarity so they can actually hear everything you're saying, because you're really saying some very important, things and skill sets. The last that I truly heard was about meditating and doing certain things that'll be specific to that person and what they need.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. So, so that's in understanding, your mindfulness. It's bringing self-awareness to your center, to your core, understanding that utilizing different coping mechanisms will help with feelings of depression, feelings of anxiety, feelings of being in a bad relationship or being in a job that you're psychologically unemployable for. You don't want to get up and go to work a 9-to-5 job every day. So utilizing your coping skills can help with first keeping you in your present moment and bringing awareness to yourself. And so,
yeah, absolutely.
And so I'm definitely learning how to be good at being in the place that I'm at now. Whereas before, it took a while. Can you hear me, Chanel?
Yes, it faded out, but it faded out just a little bit. It took a while.
I don't know why it's doing that. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So you said it took a while for you to get there?
Yeah, to get into the mindset of, of being in the place that I'm at now, of letting go of the past and not worrying about the future and staying consistent with what's in front of me.
That's good because that's really a challenge. Honestly, that is a challenge. Like even if you're okay with the past, you're still worried about what's in front instead of being in the now, right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So for an example, if there are your listeners out there that may go through some anxiety or or depression, you know, learning mindfulness skills such as deep breathing, counting 10 backwards, from 10 backwards, you know, just something that's going to bring them into their present moment is key.
Yeah.
Mhm. Am I still fading in and out?
No, you're good. You're clear.
Okay.
You're
yeah,
clear.
Yeah, this is like, uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't
good,
know.
I'm
this
good.
Is the so, first time it did this as much as it has. So I'm like, what is this? But it's okay. That's why I'm like, nope, go ahead, because there's some powerful things in it, you know, and sometimes that happens, you know, we just got to continue to move forward because God is in the midst of all things, right? So
that is right. That's right. So, let's see. So with mindset and with business, it, again, it works hand in hand. To share just with your listeners the predictions in 2023 when it comes to business is, first of all, you have to understand what your high-ticket offer is and your conversion events or your virtual events. So them are the predictions of 2023, you know, when it comes to business and mindset. Mindset is also a prediction.
That's good.
So, yeah, so you must master your marketing system that triggers attention. You have to, and there's six ways of doing that. And I'm not sure if your listeners know that six ways, but I'd like to share what they are. And the six ways, the first one is organic leads. And I'm going into the business sense because I think that it's so important to understand step by step on how to get leads and how to become the entrepreneur that you want, how to leave a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times you go into these, you pay all this money for coaching and this and that, but they don't show you step by step on how to. It's just information thrown at you.
I knew you were supposed to be here for a reason. Keep going.
Okay. So
here's the meat.
Yes. And so so the six ways that trigger attention in any marketing system, especially social media, because we know that that is the wave of the future. You know, COVID really disrupted a lot of things. And so if you're a business owner, if you're an owner, if you want to be an owner, you know, online is the way to go. We don't have to get up anymore, go to a 9-to-5 job that we are psychologically employable mentally. You know, we don't want to get up and go. You know, everything is being done from home. And so if you have a business and you want to market it, here are the six ways. You have to master organic leads. And organic leads is just simply no money paid on ads. It's organic. The second way, so that is paid ads. You're spending money. The third way is to own your own leads. Leverage your own list. Like my husband and I, we have a Redox for Life Worldview podcast, and them are our leads. Them are our Dream 100 customers, and that is number four, collaboration. And that is where you're gathering your dream customers in your Facebook groups, you know, et cetera, IG, you know, that kind of thing. And number five is your referral system. So your affiliates or your current downline. And number six is your outbound. So your cold calls, your emails, your LinkedIn, your messengers. So if you can master the marketing system, it's the six ways, then you're in a good position. You're in a good position. And so there is an upcoming conversion event or virtual event coming up, and it's called Maximize Your True Financial Freedom, Top Earner in 2023. And it's a free 5-day challenge. And this conversion event is going to hold your hand from, you know how they say, from A to Z?
Yes.
Yeah, it's actually from A to B, B to C, C to D, because if you skip all these steps and go right to Z, then you're missing it. And that's what a lot of coaching programs are doing. They're taking you from A, they're throwing all this information out there, and they expect you to be at Z with no hand-holding or holding,
mm-hmm.
in a sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so what this conversion event will do is you will learn how to stand out, because we cannot, like, for an example, if you are selling a product, your next-door neighbor is selling the same product, but you don't stand out and your next door neighbor stands out more than you, although you're selling the same product, and you may know your customer longer than your neighbor, but because they stand out more, they're seen, then your customers or your prospects or your family and friends even will go to them. So in this challenge, you will learn how to stand out. You will get the entire event recording for a lifetime access, so you can rewatch these at your own convenience. A lot of times you can't get that information. You have to pay for it. This is a free event. You'll learn how to maximize your momentum. It's the momentum. It's almost like if you think about going to church, and you know, when you go to church, you're going to hear the word, you're going to be around people that are of like mind, you're wanting to listen to the music, it's you know, it's the experience. And so this is the same way, it's the momentum, and you get help with implementation. And you can ask questions to get unstuck. In this event also, you have a Q&A session with other like-minded people so that you can ask them questions and make the most out of this event. So that is a win-win. And you get the whole behind-the-scenes pictures, presentations, to show you how easy it is to plug and play any offer. And when I say any offer, I mean, I don't care if you're selling tissue. This 5-day event will walk you from A to B, B to C, and show you the entire framework so that you can start implementing it now, whatever it is that you have.
And how can they go about registering?
Yeah, so they can register simply by going to www.redoxforlife.net, N-E-T. So www.redoxforlife.net.
That's amazing. So, and I'm actually going to register it myself, because you're right. When it comes to coaches and you paying for, you know, different coaching, depending upon what your need is, you rarely get the step-by-step-by-step. It is information that you have to pretty much, you start it, and then you got to figure it out on your own, you know, and things like that. And it is more difficult when you are selling products. What I mean by, like, is, you know, for me, I'm a fragrance, I own my own fragrance line. And so this is going to be very beneficial for me. I already know that, you know, so all the listening audience, please go and sign up. You know, this is phenomenal for her to even offer this for free. You know, this is a blessing all by itself. So, I'm sorry, let me go. You can go, and I didn't get excited here, so.
No, that's good. See, that's the momentum that we need to hear. That is great. That's good. You know, your listeners, you know, hopefully they are getting, you know, some value out of this, because oftentimes we are left behind. And so when you can find that someone to help you or to hold your hand throughout the process and show that integrity and show that people matter regardless they can do for you, you know, you become stronger as a company, as a friend, as a whatever it is. You know, you become stronger in it, because we cannot. You could do it by yourself, but you could do it quicker with a team of people that hold the same type of integrity, that hold the same type of care and honesty and transparency as you.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. And I think sometimes, you know, with that, the reason why we get lost is because they're not the right fit, and they try to fit until that does not work. And so, you know, you get lost. Yeah. Yes. And so I'm just really, really excited to be here. And I think that what you're doing is phenomenal. You know, we need more people that are willing to just get out of their comfort zone and step into their faith.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, Chanel, I'll say this. I listen to a lot of motivation, okay? And the motivation comes from a lot of millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And they say in order to succeed, you have to go through these phases. And the first phase is, first you have to get rid of your fear and doubt. We start out in a lot of fear and doubt. Oh, I don't think I'm going to make it. This isn't for me. And they quit. So you have to get rid of that fear and doubt. And once you get rid of that fear and doubt, you can start believing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you believe, you can start experiencing that belief. And once you experience that belief, Chanel, you can then start to take action. And that's when you have made it. And you have taken action. And I am so honored to be on your platform and to share
Thank
with
you.
Your listeners. Yes, absolutely. You know, who, you know, what, that this is possible. We can live a better life. We can come out of that mental rut. We can succeed in our business with the right following, with the right, you know, team.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you know, I don't think you know, but I lost my husband June 11th of 2021, failed heart transplant. He had his heart transplant for 3 years, and it failed him on June the 11th, 2021. And during that time, a few weeks prior, I had scheduled a podcast show I was going to have. And he passed the night before my podcast show. And mm-hmm. I'm touching on this to say this, two things. The first thing was I could have had anxiety keep me back, hold me back, because he passed right before I was getting ready to start. I've had this podcast show for a while, but I wasn't on it as much or as consistent. So I said, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do it again. He said, yeah, go ahead. And he actually passed that night. So I panicked a little bit before I started the next show because I was like, you know, all this anxiety tried to rush and attack me, and I pressed through it. Not only that, I was led, you know, it was like something just happened to me. I changed completely, of course, after my husband passed, but I also, he taught me how to live, even through the trials and tribulations of life. He showed me what it looks like to live and persevere. And so for me, every day thereafter, I would hear the Holy Spirit and my husband say, get up. Why? Because I still have purpose. And as I live, my husband lives, my legacy lives, our legacy lives. And so I just wanted to share that, you know, just touching on what you're saying to me. And I thank you for that because, yes, this has been something that I had to continue to press forward and just do it, you know, not only for myself, but for my husband or child and every listener that is out there, you know, that it's okay, but we are here for a reason and a season and a purpose. And having you on today, I wouldn't have had you on today if I didn't persevere, if I didn't push through, right, and choose to live.
Yes, absolutely. I want to, you know, say I'm sorry about your loss of your husband. I do want to share. Thank you for sharing your story with him because I come from congestive heart failure. And I was on a heart transplant list. And wow. I was introduced to this redox. And I've been on it for 5 years. And I have no signs of any type of heart disease, any type of stroke, heart attack, anything of that nature. My blood pressure, I had developed high blood pressure, which was unmanageable. I was placed on 40 milligrams of lisinopril. I shouldn't probably say that, but of a medication that I know is detrimental to African-American people.
African-Americans, yes. Yes.
Yes. Yep. And so just 6 weeks after taking this supplement, my blood pressure was so low that my doctor had to put me on a lower dosage. I am not taking high blood pressure today.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and so I resonate with you. I hear you. And, you know, I thank God that we are in company of each other. Pray that, you know, this isn't the last.
Absolutely not. Yeah, this is wonderful. I'll share a little more, you know, in depth. But you go on because today we are interviewing you. So,
you're fine.
Yeah.
No,
so wow.
Is, you know what? Yeah, you know, Chanel, this is good because, you know, when you're doing a podcast, it should be a back and forth kind of thing, a conversation. And that is exactly what we're doing. We're educating the public. We're educating listeners. We're educating people that are on here. And so it should be this simple, right?
Yes. It's beautiful. Yeah. I have a nonprofit that launches the anniversary. This will be 2 years this June 11th. And it's called Selfless Love and Active Be. And it's actually for transplant recipients, donors, and caregivers.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So I'll give you more information, you know, later. But, yeah, and I will be having an episode just giving resources and you know, and tips and tools and things like that. Because we don't have enough people who really support you know, our communities when it comes to life-changing events such as heart disease, transplants, and there's so many more. I didn't even realize how many African Americans we have that are looking for meat and kidneys and, you know, lungs and hearts. I mean, it's almost like a pandemic itself now. So
yeah, absolutely. And you know, we're speaking on our own experiences. I know I'm not a doctor. I'm not, you know, a medical professional.
Exactly,
I'm
yes.
speaking on my own experience. And I just
yes.
yeah, and I just love the fact that you're so transparent with me and what you've gone through. And so I do
absolutely.
Appreciate that. Yes.
Yeah. So it's all about building legacy, and you know, and that's why I asked you, the first thing I asked you, what was your why? You know, because that is very important to know. A lot of people don't know their why, or they forget their why along the way, you know. And so that's why I asked you that from the beginning, because I already knew you had a powerful story.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Well, I appreciate that. I do. I appreciate that. And I just pray that, you know, it gets to the masses and you know, we can all go on this journey together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm excited. I'm going to open it up to see if there's anyone that has any questions that they would like to ask you now. This is a live recorded
okay.
show, so it will be, you know, any of our listening audience that will listen to the replay, they will be sharing it, and you will also get a link so that you can share it as well. And so I'm going to open it up just to see if we have anyone that would like to be bold enough to ask Lamika any question you would like to ask her right now. The line is open, so if there's anyone who would like to ask a question, please feel free to do so now. All right. So, Lamika, I want to ask you to give our listening audience something you would like to say to them as a takeaway, something that will plant a seed into their lives that they can take action on now, or something they can remember to keep them motivated, anything like that.
Yeah, just continue to improve on yourself. Know that you're not in this alone. And as far as building and understanding your coping, because I believe that is so important to our mental health, is to become self-aware and to understand and to learn our triggers of what triggers that feeling of depression and anxiety. And once you target that to your coping mechanisms, whether it be your deep breathing, your mindfulness, reading, listening to music, exercising, whatever that is, and don't feel ashamed, because again, there are, and I think I mentioned this in the beginning, more than 50% of people who are diagnosed with a mental illness, so you're not in this alone. Reach out to Chanel, reach out to me. Reach out to anyone that you trust, and it's okay to talk about it, because you're not alone at all.
Absolutely.
So that's what I want to leave and just know that people out there do love you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Lamika, thank
yep.
you so much for being on as our phenomenal guest speaker today. I knew it was going to be a powerful show. We have never had technical difficulties such as this, but that's when I know that God's going to show up and show out, which he did. And so I would love to have you back for sure. And would you mind giving our listening audience how they can follow you on social media? Or email
yes.
or websites. I need you to give them all of the nuggets.
Okay. So you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram. Facebook is Levi Lamika Renee Reed. Instagram is Lamika Renee. You can Spotify, Redox for Life. YouTube, Redox for Life. You can email me, Redox for Life. Anytime you put in a Redox for Life, .net, .org, @gmail, it's all going to come to me. So just, you know, if you can spell REIDOX for the letter four, life, will connect me to all social media, Buzzsprout, Spotify, all social media platforms. And my number,
well,
and I'll give my number too. Yeah,
okay,
really quick. My number is 463-206-7153. I'm available anytime. Again, 463-206-7153.
Thank you so much for being a part of the Selfless Love Talk Show. I know that this is one that will always be remembered on this show. So I really thank you, and I do welcome you back. And we're going to wrap up the Selfless Love Talk Show with your coach, Chanel Budd, and our special guest speaker, Lamika Renee Reed. Bye for now, everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.